Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Yes, it is. It's Full Force Weekly with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, and the wonderful Patrick, not Picard, Stewart. I've got to make sure I'm pointing in the right direction. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing great. It's another week. A little bit light on news this week, but it's always fun to get anything at all.
You're right. It's light on news, but we're still getting news. Which is the crazy thing. Like, sometimes I think we're going to have to pull something out of our butts this week, and then lo and behold, we don't have to. So that's great. Thanks to everyone who's already commenting on the show. There's been loads already in the, because obviously this goes up a little bit kind of beforehand on YouTube, and people are just flying in there. So hello to everybody that's joined. Yeah, I suppose we might as well get stuck in then, buddy. Like you said, a bit light on news this week, but we will start with a quite interesting bit of Sergeant Slaughter news.
On Tuesday, Funko revealed images of their upcoming NYCC exclusives for Frightmare on Fun Street, including a G.I. Joe Sergeant Slaughter pop figure. Attendees of the show will be able to get the figure in his classic Sunbow gear, complete with hat and shades, but have no fear as the figure will be a shared exclusive with GameStop, so I imagine he won't be very difficult to obtain outside of the convention.
At ease, disease!
Did you like that little bit at the end there, Pat? Yeah. Did it make you actually stand to attention then a little bit? which is funny because it's the opposite. You're supposed to be relaxing at that point. Anyway, yes, so Sergeant Slaughter has been revealed for the Frightmare on Fun Street Funko kind of reveals. All their NYCC stuff basically coming very soon. And this one's going to be a shared GameStop exclusive. Thoughts, Pat, on the Sarge?
He looks probably better to me than a lot of the other Funko Pops, just because those round eyes really start to just kind of, I don't know, they kind of just start to get to me.
Yeah.
So the sunglasses help.
Yeah. Anything with shades or a helmet or a visor. Yeah, no, totally. I think that's true, actually, because he's, the other thing with the Sarge is he is so iconic and recognizable. Like his characteristics, his visual characteristics are so recognizable that when you simplify them in something like this, it doesn't take away from the character. Like, you could tell instantly who that is. Like, you know, there's no messing around. It is the Sarge. And it's funny that he is almost a caricature of himself. Do you know what I mean? Like, in general, like the Sunbow design is very like, you know, caricature, and this is kind of right up there. I suppose it kind of works perfectly, I guess, for Funko.
Yeah, have they given him a little bit more of a chin than other Funkos?
That could be a bit of retooling going on there, a little bit of chin addition. I'd have to look at some of the other ones, honestly. But yeah, I think there's a bit of there's a bit of an additional aspect there, definitely. Tash is great as well, isn't it? That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't collect Funko Pops, but yeah, this is a decent one. And yeah, looking at other just random Funko Pops, it looks like there's a little bit more of a chin bump there for him, which is also characteristic of the Sergeant Slaughter. And you know, he has the pose down, so they did a good job with it.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Everyone in the chat, kind of, there's loads of you. It's amazing. Matt says, that was strange. My stream randomly started while they were discussing the Sarge. I didn't get to see any intro. Apologies for that, if that was the case.
It's the Full Force Weekly.
there you go. There's your intro. Brilliant. Okay. Well, I mean, that is the Sarge. He'll be a GameStop exclusive as well, shared. So won't be difficult to get hold of. None of these have been difficult to get hold of, have they, really? I remember thinking way back when they revealed, I think it was a Funko website exclusive, which was Snake Eyes and Timber. I remember thinking, oh, that's kind of cool, but it sold out like in seconds. And I thought, oh, that's a shame. And then I think it was like a couple of weeks later, they were everywhere in Walmart. Like there was so many of them, exactly the same figure. So yeah, these things are not going to be difficult to find. You'll probably see them for many, many moons in your FYEs.
Do you think Funko with Pops are just kind of doing a soft transition back to being strictly a convention exclusive whenever they say that? You know, like maybe they're just going to do the shared exclusive thing for a little while until, you know, things fully wind up back to normal.
It's a good point.
That's what's going on.
They were obviously doing that, weren't they? Because of the fact that there were no conventions going on. Excuse me. So yeah, no, I totally
it was shared for a while, and then eventually maybe they'll transition back to being fully convention exclusive. So I don't think that we can look forward to that just being the way it is always, but it's nice that they are making a soft transition back to normal.
Well, if this is actually doing, you know, like what they want it to do, if it's successful this way, I don't see the point in going back to a complete.
No, that's
exclusive.
True. That is true.
But again, that's something we'll see in the future, I guess. What was I going to say? Oh, okay, yeah. So in relation to the Sarge, because obviously there's only so much we can talk about a Funko Pop, isn't there? It's not like you can get into the design aspects and all that kind of stuff. It is effectively a very simple figure. It's nice to have the Sarge, obviously, come up in this, because it just means that we're probably going to get even more Sarge-related merch and figures and stuff like that across the board, which is only a good thing. So what I would kind of was suggesting to you, Pat, was that we talk about what Sarges we would like to see in kind of like other lines, or like, you know, like the O-ring and the classified line, but then also you know, maybe some other things we haven't really kind of discussed, maybe some other options. So are there any Sarge kind of designs, or are there any Sarge like figures you'd like to see in different lines going forward?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I really like to see from major G.I. Joe characters is them represented in all of the major formats for G.I. Joe. And there's never been a 12-inch G.I. Joe Slaughter.
Ah, doink.
So, yeah, I wouldn't want him to just be all plastic. You know, I would want him to have, you know, fabric pants, fabric shirt, if possible, and be one of two things: either a retail figure, kind of like we were getting in the mid early 2000s, and not terribly expensive, you know, just a
not hot toys, basically.
Not hot toys,
basically. Okay, yeah.
Or go the other way and make him be hot toys, you know, not something in the middle. I don't want something that's kind of like expensive, but not hot toys level of detail. Like, give me that full, you know, all the accessories that you would imagine, and the perfect likeness, and all of the fabric details look like they are real, except for shrunken down. Give me that. Or give me a very affordable 12-inch Sergeant Slaughter. One of the two.
Yeah. By the way, for anyone that's just joined and is seeing this on screen, that is a classified figure that I've just put the 12 inches mark next to in order to help visualize Pat's idea. It is not something that's coming out. It's not something I've completely made a mess of and I'm like, oh, look at this 12-inch figure. We are just discussing things we'd like to see. So if you have just joined and you're like, what are they? What? When did they reveal a 12-inch Slaughter in the classified design? It isn't a thing. That's just me being lazy in my visual representations of stuff. But yeah, what was the other thing you had in mind though, Pat? Because this actually made me laugh. This is related. If you guys haven't seen our monthly episode where we discuss HasLabs, right, go and watch it, because it's absolutely freaking hilarious. And one of the funniest things about that episode is the fact that Pat weaves this wonderful story around Chuckles and Cobra Lar and all that kind of stuff. It's brilliant for one of his ideas. Anyway, So this is Pat's next big story. Go for it, man.
This one's also a little bit out of left field. So you have Sergeant Slaughter's had like the Marauders and the Renegades. So why can't he have another sub team? And instead of having Slaughter's Marauders, we now have Slaughter's More Slaughters. Just Just take all of the international slaughter, which the club already kind of got a start on, if you think about it, because
Smasher.
Sergeant Smasher was released, in the modern 4-inch format, and that kind of separates him out as being his own separate character. And the one that I left out was Sargento Slaughter, because I kind of felt like that was Sergeant Slaughter, just since his name was Slaughter, I kind of didn't include him, but maybe we could just toss in Sargento Slaughter.
I think we could toss in Sargento Slaughter, because there's also a little slight deco difference in the legs, which is interesting.
There is, yeah. Because they're just, it's like Triple T Slaughter, but they're all, it's just green pants, no camo.
Just don't expect a visual representation of that right now. Just That's imagine right. it, guys. Imagine
Sargento. I was thinking of it earlier today.
And yeah, also, if you're not aware, Sargento Slaughter, go search Yojo in the Argentina, in the Argentinian section.
Manufactured by Plastirama.
There you go.
So if you search for Plastirama Slaughter, you're going to find him. So you've got Sergeant Slaughter, Sergeant Slammer from the UK, and Sergeant Smasher from India, and then mm-hmm. Super Cop also from India.
Brilliant. That would be quite a fun. It would be, you know, like how they did. Do you remember the Turtles were doing those? The Playmates, I think it was, were doing those kind of history of a figure, and it was like all the different versions of like Leonardo. I think they did at one point. I could imagine that. You know, this is it would be fun to have a Slaughter set, like in O-Ring or in. I suppose O-Ring would make the most sense at this point, wouldn't it? Because it would be smaller and more easily a set. But yeah, to have all those different kind of like homages would be really fun. And I'd be into that, actually. I would dig that a lot. Go on.
They could release it as a Sergeant Slaughter Around the World kind of set, but I'm still going to call it Sergeant Slaughters More Slaughters.
Slaughters More Slaughters. Amazing. What are people saying? Nostalgia JT says, O-Ring with Triple T, please. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Ed the Straight Edge says, my number one want in Sarge's is the full camo fatigues from his first comic appearance. That's
absolutely.
A good shout.
That is a really good shout out. Yes.
Great shout, Ed. Love
sure.
that.
I'm sad that we don't have a picture of that to go.
I was just about to say, no visual representation, unfortunately, guys. I'm sorry. Jeffrey Ball says, ooh, 3-0 Slaughter. I'm down. That could be a good way to go.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. That'd be a great way of going with a nice deluxe Slaughter.
Jay, Punk with Toys says, the only Sarge I want as his traitor self that turned on Hulk Hogan with a Cobra symbol on him. Mm-hmm. Done. Added.
Okay.
KW says, I bet the real Sarge wish he looked this good. He does. He looks great. Jeffrey Ball said, the screen looked like a Mondo Slaughter. It did a little bit, didn't it? This one, that one, it did a little bit, didn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
But it's that, yeah. Like I said before, it is the classified version with me just writing 12 inches next to it. It's nothing. It's not an actual thing that's happening. Diecast Nick says, gave up on Hot Toys some time ago. Way too expensive now. 3-0 is very good value, and the quality is pretty similar. I kind of have to agree with that to a degree. I think Hot Toys is still freaking amazing. But yeah, but I had to drop out of like Masterpiece as well, because that's kind of too much for me now. But Hot Toys have always been, they've always been like high end, and they've always been super expensive. That's never going to change. Right, cool. I'm just making sure I've got all of your comments in about the Sarge. Lord Tau says, we need a classified super cop. Actually, that would be pretty dope. At classified scale. I'd like that, Lord Tau. Okay, we'll come back to some others if and when I can. But I went with, obviously, your classics. I think, like, as an O-ring release, I think the Triple T with the classic Slaughter Triple T figure would be a no-brainer. And I think, I don't think people would be, people would be down for that. And I think it would be a very, very big seller, honestly, from the O-ring line. No, probably the biggest...
I was going to ask you, how do you, sorry to interrupt you.
No, at all.
How do you think that you should handle the Triple T? Should it be exactly like it originally was, or should it get kind of the Sky Striker treatment where you maybe upgrade some things, maybe have some moving treads? What do you envision this as?
Well, okay, I'll put two hats on for this one. On my Hasbro hat side, where I'm thinking from a more practical what the O-ring line is at retail, well, not at retail, but at Pulse exclusive level, it's going to be a reissue. And it's going to be one that sticks very closely to the original.
Okay.
Now, if I put my what I want hat on, which is completely different, obviously, because the practicality goes out of the window, then I'd be looking at moving treads minimum. And I don't think it needs a lot, because obviously it's his own personal vehicle, isn't it? So it doesn't have to be bigger in any way necessarily. It doesn't really have to have a lot of crazy features that because the features on it were actually quite cool, like the removable engine section where you can kind of get in there. The back popped off as well, didn't it? The kind of moving weapons on the side as well, like the guns and the missiles and everything. So I think in terms of features, for a small kind of vehicle that it is, does a lot anyway. So I think moving treads would probably be the only thing I could think of, other than going ridiculous with it and having like lights and having like sounds and stuff like that. But then you're talking at like, I think you're probably pushing it into, you know, your kind of HasLab territory where you're looking at, I think it'd probably it would make more sense as a classified HasLab than it would a all bells and whistles Pulse exclusive, if that makes sense. But I don't know about how you think about that. What do you want to see on it?
There's not a whole lot of enhancements that I can really imagine, other than maybe if you gave it more weapon options, like maybe some missile pods or something. Not that it doesn't already have missiles, but you know, some different shaped kind of weapons on the side.
Yeah.
I really don't know what else you may be able to add.
Blast effects, maybe, for like...
Yeah, I'm not really into those, personally.
Okay, sure. In terms of additional features, that's probably about all I could really think of for the Triple T. I think what would happen, though, is you'd end up getting an almost identical reissue of this and the Sarge as an O-ring figure.
RC, maybe?
That would be amazing. But again, I think that's something that would be better suited to a classified HasLab.
Really? Yeah. There is a lot of hollow space underneath the Triple T.
Yeah.
So if you were going to turn something into an RC vehicle, yeah, you probably could with a 6-inch one.
Yeah. I mean, there'd be a lot more space to work with, wouldn't there? Definitely. Yeah. Viper Scout says blast effects. Everything needs blast effects. You're in a complete opposition there with Pat on that one. What we need is a slaughter based on his appearance in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show in a 3-pack with Mario and Luigi, of course. Rob H, you always come up with the most, I would say, like left field options, and I'm here for it every single time. That would be an amazing 3-pack. Could you imagine an O-ring Mario and Luigi?
I want to say I've seen somebody make customs of
that. Oh, there must be customs of them, definitely.
On Joe Customs, I think there is.
That's brilliant. Oh, okay. Here's a good chat from Viper Scout. Seatbelt. Maybe like a cross strap one.
Okay.
Because if it's just like a pulverizer one that you don't actually see. Do you remember the pulverizer had that little lap belt that went across?
Well, isn't that the same lap belt that goes, like, you know, it's in the Arctic Blast and some other vehicle?
Yeah. So, like, but if they did that, it'd be like kind of pointless because, like, you'd hardly see it. So, yeah, I think like maybe some sort of cross strap thing would be pretty dope.
You're talking basically like what's in the classified his tank.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, anyway, the Triple T. I think, like, again, I think I would love this in classified. It would probably have to be a HasLab, but I don't know if it would. I don't know. We'd have to, like, because it's a small vehicle.
Yeah, so it probably wouldn't have to be.
It depends what they did to it, I guess, but they could definitely do. Oh, yeah, Eagle Force doing Mario and Luigi base figures, aren't they, Robert? Yes, you're right. I think it's a weird balance, that one, because it's not massive, but they could do it pretty massive. They could
add probably make it break apart in a different way in order to fit it into a flatter package and just put it at retail.
Yeah, I think that would be the best. I mean, you want something like that at retail, don't you? You want people to be able to get hold of it rather than price them out of it necessarily. Anyway, yes, that. Then obviously the Warthog and the Sarge would be an amazing O-ring reissue, I think. Again, we've kind of discussed this a little bit with the. I think we just. Where did we discuss this, Pat? Was this on the HasLab as well?
I think it was. Yeah.
I think we discussed this
a few times recently, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we talk about it on every episode. Yeah. On every episode we do, I think we talk about this. But yeah, I would love to see. Well, one, I'd love to see this in O-ring form, and I'd also love to see somehow this in classified form. I could see them doing the figure in classified. I'm not necessarily sure I'd see them doing the Warthog unless it was a HasLab. But then again, is it iconic enough? To us, yes, but not to like. And I suppose that is a contradiction in terms, because icon isn't necessary. An icon means an icon to everybody, doesn't it, effectively?
Yeah, I think that it... I think it's something that's loved by G.I. Joe fans, but if you show the Warthog, it also resembles a very, you know, widely recognized real military vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And isn't necessarily associated with a brand like the Sky Striker.
Viper Scout said, I was just joking. How would he jump out and clothesline Vipers? Very good point, Viper Scout. He wouldn't be able to do that with his seatbelt. He'd have to keep unlocking it, and it's a pain in the butt. But yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, Pat. I think it is too close to the real world military to be iconic necessarily. Like I said, it's popular within the G.I. Joe fandom, but then that broader appeal just wouldn't be there. Like obviously the His Tank is probably, I don't know, like the His Tank and the Sky Striker. Well, actually, the more I think about it, were very good choices because they are the most iconic vehicles in G.I. Joe. Even though the Sky Striker is, again, resembles the real-world military vehicle, excuse me, it is still one of the most iconic vehicles in G.I. Joe. And, yeah, so it makes sense for them to do those kind of things. In any case, that's what I want to see from the Sarge in this scenario. Anyway, Pat, there is another bit of news to talk about today. And that is, how do I put it? It's Target Fall Geek Out news. That's probably the easiest way to say it.
Last week, we reported on the news that Target were going to be revealing something new for the G.I. Joe brand during their Fall Geek Out event on the 23rd of September. Well, this week, Target switched out the Joe logo for a Hasbro one, insinuating that there might be more brands involved or that we won't be seeing any Super 7 products included in the special reveal. We had expected a possible Ninja Ku official reveal after the figure showed up on the back of the new wave of card backs in the cross sell. That doesn't look likely now, so expect that figure to just show up on shelves in the next few weeks at Targets across the country. As for what we could see on the 23rd, well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yes, we will. But that doesn't mean we can't speculate like crazy about what we could see, which is exactly what we're going to do. This is a good chat from Jeremy, and it relates to what we're talking about now, but Tiger Force Slaughter with a Tiger Force repaint pogo, because why not? That is another left field one from Jeremy there, and I love it.
I can imagine that the Joe team would have an easy time capturing, we've captured a pogo. And it's like, really, just some Cobras are like, we really want this thing.
Have it, mate.
Take it.
We don't care. Can you take all of them? Because they are the most dangerous vehicles.
Captured it, and the command is like, I don't think it's in the budget to repaint that thing.
They steal one, they open the lid and they go, why is it full of vomit? Probably because, you know, it's shaken out of every person that tries
Send these things into space. And then that's how you get the Star Brigade one.
Yes. This is a good shout from Rob H. talking about the Warthog previously. Also, most people, when thinking about fictional vehicles called the Warthog, they think of Halo. That's a good shout, actually, Robert H. I agree with that as well. It's one of those things, isn't it? Like I said, it's not iconic enough, really, on a larger scale. Again, I probably shouldn't say iconic because it's popular within the Joe fandom. The beauty of gaming is actually that I wonder how Super 7 would approach building an Ultimate Sarge. Motu Classics upper body and Ultimate Joe's lower legs, or stretch out a Motu Classics body. They'd probably just do something from scratch, the beauty of gaming in that case, with Ultimates, and they'd probably make him hench and huge. Excuse me. Anyway, Fall Geek Out. That's what we're talking about now. Target have switched the logos. recently. So they started off, it started off with G.I. Joe as the logo, coming soon. And we were thinking, well, that's cool. That could mean, obviously it could mean the Target themed classified figures, and it could mean Super 7 stuff. So we were kind of thinking, okay, cool. We might get like a bunch of different things to pre-order on the 23rd of September. Then much like, I think like, yeah, this week in the week, it switched to a Hasbro logo. Now, to me, that insinuates there's going to be like, you know, maybe Star Wars or Transformers or some other aspects are going to be thrown in here. I still think G.I. Joe is probably going to be represented in this reveal. But what do you think, Pat?
Well, it's a little weird because whenever it was G.I. Joe, I think that lent to a more of a possibility that it was going to be Super 7, right?
But yeah.
Like yesterday, I saw the new wave with like Bat and Cover Girl, and Snakeling Snake Eyes. That was at Target, but there was no Ninja Ku. So probably what will happen is we'll get done with this with the news, and then I'll go to Target, and there will be Ninja Ku.
I fully work
for us.
That is definitely going to happen. I fully expect Ninja Ku figures to start appearing. And when I spoke to Brian about it, he insinuated heavily that it was a Target exclusive because he said, what did the other figures in the similar way? Where did they turn up? And I was like, yep, okay, check. That's Target exclusive then. So it's pretty obvious that it's going to be a Target exclusive.
Yeah, do you think, though, that having it say Hasbro now rules out the possibility of that? Because while it's... You think it rules it out?
It rules it out for the reveal. What I'm saying is Ninja Ku is going to appear on shelves.
I just thought maybe they would throw that in since it's, while it isn't a Hasbro product, it is a Hasbro licensed
product. That is a very good point. I just think there's more. It wouldn't have made any sense unless to change the logo, they're trying to be specific. And you could look at it two ways. You could look at it like, this is just my personal opinion, obviously, you could be 100% right. I would say, as it said G.I. Joe, that insinuates the brand. And it could be any licensee, it could be anybody involved in that. And the people that we know have got the brand, excuse me, that have got the Target exclusive kind of license scenario are Super 7 and Hasbro. Now, you're right in that Super 7 are licensing that, so it could very well be that they just changed the logo just... you know, for like, I don't know, just to make speculation. I don't know why they'd need to, other than maybe they're including more Hasbro brands to the pre-order list. It could very well be that there won't be any G.I. Joe reveals at Full Geek Out, and that could be really sad. But I would be very surprised if that was the case.
I'm thinking maybe you're right, and that we're probably talking about some 6-inch stuff, and they've maybe added some Star Wars or some Transformers.
Yeah, I could definitely see something along those lines.
That sounds very likely to me.
Because when you look at, like, was it NECA's and, you know, this is another theory I was having. Maybe Hasbro weren't aware of what NECA were going to be revealing, and they weren't aware of what the other company was going to be revealing. And when NECA dropped, like, two lots of pre-orders for, like, multiple different things, it was, like, loads of different stuff, a lot of turtle stuff obviously, but then a lot of other brands and other things. It was a lot of pre-orders, and it was twice. I wonder if they looked at that and thought, we're only going to be revealing like a couple of G.I. Joe figures, maybe that was their thought process, right? And then they think, actually, let's make it a bit bigger, let's expand it a little bit and not feel like, you know, a little like a lesser reveal for our company, possibly. I don't know. I just pulled that out of my bum. But there's nothing to base that on other than the change of logos.
Yeah, unless also it could also be a supply chain thing. Like maybe something came in and is now capable of being part of the deal. But isn't it usually like a pre-order situation anyway? So maybe not.
Well, it's kind of same thing still,
maybe that's wrong.
That's still valid because it could have been the supply chain issue could be that, well, we're not going to get this in production in time.
Well,
for it to be ready in time. So maybe it is ready in time and now they can add that. So again, that's pure speculation. But I don't know. I kind of feel that maybe that could be the point too. And a little bit of both, isn't it? It's kind of like, oh, this stuff's ready now. Let's throw it in there. Let's build that up a little bit more. Or maybe it could just be Hasbro saying, could you change it to the Hasbro logo? Just make give it more, you know, intrigue, confusion, mystery, excitement, hype, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they're thinking if it's Hasbro, more people are going to tune in to see what it's going to be. More traffic, more likelihood of sales, possibly.
Yeah, that could be.
Jim Smith has said the NECA reveals have been showing up in store for this event. So that's another good point. That's another really cool. I mean, it's not necessarily the case that that will be the same situation with Hasbro, but possibly they might be thinking, well, let's throw some things in that will be in store, maybe.
Did they include with one of their reveals, like a similar geek out kind of target reveal, the Fun School Snake Eyes? After he had already hit the shelves,
was he full geek out, or was he just? Were they? I remember him hitting shelves, and I remember him hitting the website afterwards, but I don't remember it being through full geek out.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
This is the problem. When you're reporting on this stuff and talking about it all the time, it just becomes the past very quickly, and you think you're talking about other things, and then you just forget all this stuff. Like, I cannot keep all of this information on, but it is impossible, isn't it? Like, we talked before the show, it's like, what do we know? what are we aware of now?
I'm sure there was a fall geek out last year, right?
Oh yeah, there've been fall geek outs of the past,
but I don't remember what happened with G.I. Joe in the last fall geek out.
It was retro, wasn't it? No, that was Walmart. I'm thinking of Walmart Collecticon. What was it? I think it was just Tiger Force stuff, wasn't it? Or Cobra Island, maybe? I really can't remember. Guys, can you remember? Tell us in the comments if you remember if there was a G.I. Joe reveal for Fall Geek Out last year.
Yeah, I remember.
By scrolling through the videos 12 months ago on our YouTube channel, you should be able to find out. We should be able to find out, but I can't remember. Anyway, with that said, Pat, what would you like to see? Well, let's talk about what we could see with G.I. Joe Classified, because that's effectively what I think we're going to be looking at with this full geek out. We've already talked about Ninja Ku. Still could be a possibility, but it's highly likely it's just going to appear on shelves like the other ones did. Mm-hmm. Now, Tiger Force. We'll start with Tiger Force. We have a lot to kind of choose from. We've already had Duke. We've already had Bazooka. And we've had Rakondo as well, who isn't on that image. Or is he? Is he in the helicopter?
That's Wild Bill that's in that picture of the helicopter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, ignore that then. So did you have... You had Wild Bill, didn't you? But no, we had Wild Bill, but in Rakondo's deco, and you had Rakondo as the pilot. Is that correct?
No, we both got the same figure.
Yeah, we got the same figure, but we called it different things.
Right, but the figure actually isn't the same. Like, if you compare an American Rakondo to the UK release, which was called Wild Bill.
That's what I'm saying. That's all my point is. That's all my point is.
They're actually different, though. Like, the color is different.
Okay, is the build different?
No, the build is the same. And you wouldn't really notice them being different unless you had them next to each other. And we did, actually, in the declassified booth. And you could see that they were quite clearly surprisingly different. But
that's cool.
You know, that's just a picky collector thing, I guess. For the most part, it's just the fact that it was named Wild Bill.
Yeah. Well, we've had Rakondo obviously in the classified line. We haven't had him in hand yet, but we know he's there, obviously. So that kind of leaves us in the initial lineup with Lifeline, with Flint, with Dusty, Roadblock, Tripwire, Sky Striker, who's in the Tiger Rat, and Frostbite. And of course, yeah, I think that's everyone, isn't it? I think I've named everybody. So that obviously in the original vintage lineup anyway. Out of those, Pat, are you expecting like a repaint in looking at Flint, Dusty, and Roadblock in that sense? Or do you think they might come out with something new?
I don't know. I guess what we've seen so far is has been relatively new. I mean, well, I guess Duke is a repaint of an existing one. I think that they're going to flip-flop a little bit back and forth. One of the ones that I'm a little more concerned about than the others is probably Lifeline, because in order to do a really good Lifeline, the 30th one? It wasn't really Pursuit of Cobra, but it was Pursuit of Cobra-esque.
30th, yeah.
Yeah, the 30th Lifeline really raised the bar on making a Lifeline figure with, you know, the IV bag and...
Yeah.
There's just so much going on with that figure. And the paddles, like, that figure's outstanding. And I think that a 6-inch one, it would be nice to see as many accessories and get as close to that as they possibly can.
You think maybe like a deluxe?
I really don't think they can do that, to be honest. Maybe a deluxe Lifeline would be good because you could include a stretcher and really
You could do something like an entire, like, you know how kind of like Mindbender's got his laboratory dio kind of thing as you open it up? You could do something along those lines and make it very, you know, like have a medical bed kind of thing that they can, like, the figures can lay on and be like, you know, you know, like the whole like IV pole and all that kind of stuff, you know, things like that. Yeah. A little like, what they called, like the life support system kind of thing, you know, the little kind of machine on next to the.
Yeah, something to just kind of check your vitals.
Yeah, that would be so cool. I think something along those lines would be wicked for Lifeline. Obviously, yeah. When it comes to like the Target exclusives, it would be a stripped down version of that, wouldn't it?
Right. But what I'm thinking is that, you know, if they're going to be doing a lot of accessories and a lot of stuff, they're going to want to spread out the Lifeline budget a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and they probably can get away with reusing some legs and reusing some parts here and there for some parts of Lifeline in order to do that. But
Shock Trooper arms. I'm just kidding. That's just a inside joke.
Right. but releasing a Tiger Force one right away to make sure that they have that part, you know, that part of Lifeline maybe funded that way would be probably a good way of making sure that they can afford to do a really good standard Lifeline.
Another one that would kind of stands out to me there, obviously Tripwire would be great because that would be brand new.
Yeah.
I would kind of, again, in a similar way, I'd like to see what they do with him, like the detail. They could definitely improve on the original figure because obviously there's a bit of what I call like soft sculpt going on there, especially on the head. Yeah. I'd like to see a bit more definition there and that kind of design. But I think a Tripwire would be great because then obviously it's a pre-paint for a regular Tripwire, which again would be totally cool. That though seems a little bit further off. I don't know why. I think like Lifeline is obviously way more popular, I would think, in terms of, you know, the thought of what the cool stuff he could come with, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would be massively down for Lifeline. But the one that stands out to me, oddly enough, is Dusty. And it stands out because... Dusty obviously has just been revealed as, you know, just been revealed. We've pre-ordered it. Have we pre-ordered him yet? Have we pre-ordered Dusty yet? I can't remember.
Maybe no,
we haven't.
I don't think so.
It's really hard to stay. Like, I don't know what I have and what I haven't pre-ordered in that sense. So effectively, we know we've seen the figure. It's out there, yada, yada, yada. So it would be quite soon to do a repaint. That said, it might make sense for them, from a company's perspective, to, if they've got this Dusty coming and very soon, that if they're revealing this one as a pre-order for next year, that kind of makes sense in terms of, right, as soon as we finished with this, we run it again, but with the different deco. And that, to me, makes sense from a company that's trying to kind of like get this stuff out in good time.
Yeah, that's true. On the other hand, I think that separating the releases of the same character in time, separating as much time of those apart, is also good because, you know, if you missed out on a Dusty, like if they're releasing the standard version first, and you missed out on him, it is nice to have some time pass. And then maybe the Tiger Force one shows up for people that didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I get what you're saying on that one. I mean, I personally like to see a little bit of time between the repaints. Shout out to Neil Hill. I at the same time, like, I it doesn't bother me too much because I'm just like, I'm so into getting these figures as Tiger Force figures. I take a Roadblock at this point. We haven't had a Roadblock in ages as well. Like, you know, people are, we joke about it a lot, but it's been a while. It's been long enough, I think. Get that Roadblock going again. Come on, give me a heavy artillery, but in Tiger Force, and we're talking. In any case, I think I'd be happy with any of those. Flint as well would be, it's been plenty of time since we had that Flint, and maybe they could change a few aspects on him to make him more classic, which would only really be the secondary, I think.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of wondering about Roadblock. I think a separation of time is probably the appropriate thing to do here. Give it a little more time because he's also kind of got the green shirt on.
In the relation to the amount of figures he's had, Roadblock needs 7 years, I think, before the next repaint.
Roadblock's still a major character. He still will be in demand, and so they have the Roadblock just that was released. What was it? It was an Amazon exclusive. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that re-released in Tiger Force colors is really all you need. But
yeah,
I think also some time for sure.
We did, by the way, we have pre-ordered Dusty. Sorry. People have ordered.
Don't remember.
I just don't remember doing it. Yeah. Crazy. Anyway, cool. We've also got, of course, this is the UK leaflet, the G.I. Joe, the Action Force leaflet. We've had Outback, and I should probably also, because obviously most of these are the same, torpedoes in this image though, Pat,
and I think, yeah, and there's important. The other Recondo too,
yeah, that other Recondo deco. Torpedo, I don't think torpedo is going to be revealed because we've already had torpedo revealed. I don't know, would that line up? Probably not, because we've only seen very early development image stuff, haven't we, like sculpt and stuff,
right? Right. But like you said, if they wanted to just kind of do them together in order to get the production on them done, they could do that.
They didn't say anything about what version it would be, I don't think. So you never know. I think Tiger Force Torpedo is probably a bit of a stretch for anybody. I would love it. I would probably scream and I would be very excited, but I don't think that's going to happen, honestly.
Think that the Fun Skull torpedoes, well, I might be getting too far into it. I think that whenever I look at them making a 6-inch torpedo, I really want it to represent as close to as possible. Like, because once you do that, it's going to be the first Tiger Force torpedo.
Yeah.
And a lot of the later stuff is going to refer to it. And since we missed out on the original one, I really want something that looks like it would have been whenever it was released.
No, I agree with you. I think that would be awesome. And it'd be a great little homage as well to the Fun School kind of thing again. And yeah, that would be sick. Obviously, there's like Out of the Outback and Psych Out up there as well in terms of the exclusives. But this is what we're talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Hit and Run would be probably out of those, would be up there for me as a great character to do as a pre-paint, because you know you're going to get him standard version. I mean, you know that for all these figures that come out in Tiger Force first. But I have to say Hit and Run would be up there for me, because that would be like a big character. And I think, which is odd because he's so like, he's not core at all. He's had such minimal media presence for such a popular character within the fandom that it surprises me like so much that that we haven't had more Hit and Run-esque related kind of things. Obviously, figure-wise, the dude's represented. I mean, he's had a lot of modern era figures, hasn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He's a fan favorite. Things that are after 1986, Hit and Run's a big one to do that makes everybody happy.
Out of all those, though, Pat, who would you like to see done?
Honestly, I'm going to pick Sneak Peek. Just good because pitch. I really think they could do something really nice with his scope. And the fact that the same way I felt with the club, waiting on doing Sneak Peek until too late. Yeah. There's a lot of sneak peeks to do.
Yep.
So if you wait on doing sneak peek, you're going to end up with a bunch of them all together, because there's the standard one, there's Tiger Force, there's Night Force.
Yep.
And if you really want to do it, there's also the body was used in a Sky Patrol in South America, and the head was used in an Eco Warriors.
Amazing. So, yeah.
Like there's basically a fourth one in there too.
No, it's totally cool with that one, mate. And sneak peek would be a great one to do, especially all the loads of cool accessories that you would come with. Hi, Mom. Mom's watching. There you go, just waving. Hello. Hi, Mom. I agree with you on that one. Again, like you know, the weapon, the binoculars, the kind of like, what's the other thing he comes with? I don't even know what it is. It's just like some sort of like. I don't know. I don't even know
what radio
is. It radio? I wasn't even sure what that was.
Yeah, that's the thing that hooks onto his accessories are a little strange.
Yeah,
and I never noticed in this picture that they have it incorrect. I think.
Oh yeah.
But that the thing that goes on the top of his periscope,
it should be at the front underneath.
Under.
Yeah. like a chin strap. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I never put the radio on his hip because I think that's why the first Tiger Force sneak peek I had has that hook on his hip broken off.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was always terrified that it would snap. So I just, yeah, I don't even know what, I maybe hooked the blooming M16 strap on it and just had it hanging by its legs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was the same. I was so concerned that peg would snap off. Oh, and his little mic obviously as well. But yeah, I would be well into a Tiger Force. What's the word? Sneak peek. What's the word? What's his name?
What's the word? Yeah, his name.
And then, of course, the regular version and Night Force would be insane. Okay, so that's cool. I also have to suggest as well, I think a Psych Out would be unreal. Psych Out and Blizzard, honestly, because the amount of, like, you know, accessories they come with, the insane decos on them, I can't love them anymore. They're just great. So I would love to see any of these characters done, because again, you'd be getting them in their regular, and then Psych Out's Night Force too. Psych Out's got some versions, man. Like it's crazy. And obviously I'm missing out Tunnel Rat, but mainly because I believe the Tunnel Rat that they've discussed, well, that's another point they did talk about. Tunnel Rat is coming. So maybe it's Tiger Force Tunnel Rat to start us off with. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. And Tunnel Rat also kind of falls into the category. How many of these figures fall into the category of multiple repaints that we need to get?
I did a check once to see who's in the most sub-teams. And I think if you count like the late 90s, early 2000s kind of six packs, I think Roadblock ends up being the most used sub-team member. But I think Tunnel Rat was up there. Tunnel Rat is like Sonic Fighters and Tiger Force and Night Force, and he's got the regular version, and he's got there's one in, again, in that, in one of the six packs he's in. I forget which one it's called, which one it is.
Night Force.
Not, yeah, he's in the multiple, actually,
yeah,
isn't he?
He has two Night Force appearances. Yeah,
but he's in another six pack on top of that, I think, as well. Like, so yeah,
the desert team.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, with the little triangular logo.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, there's loads of Tunnel Rats. So yeah, he is in, yeah, Viper Scouts, like, he's in every team. He is. Viper Scout, how dare you? How dare you? Tiger Force Lightfoot is a bit redundant. Is it because he's already basically Tiger Force with the stripes on his legs? Is that what you're saying? Because that's, I can accept that, but I won't accept, I will not accept hearing that Lightfoot is redundant in any way, shape, or form. But I know what you're saying. Will you guys stop saying, Serana, I didn't know it was you? It's done now, so move on. a bit hard to tunnel in the desert. That's a good point. He can rat in the desert though, can't he? Desert rat. There you go. Call him desert rat. Always enjoy catching the show live. Thank you, DeCollector. Appreciate that. Sonic Fighter Tunnel Rat, please, says Jeremy. Well, Chris says, forget it's me. Look, it's my another parody account, and that is another beauty. Let's work this name out as well. Chris Defer, brilliant. Merclut, that's genius. Again, loving these parody accounts. Forget Tiger Force, give us Zed Force. And I, again, I have to agree with myself on that one. My parody version of myself, I should say. Neil Hill says, I absolutely adore Tiger Force Outback. Best Python Patrol and Tiger Force sub-team figure so far. I agree. Totally agree on that. Ryan says, I usually prefer the original classic versions, but every subsequent version of Sneak Peek was better than the original. It's kind of true, actually. And I must admit, the Night Force version of Sneak Peek is a beauty. It really is a good figure. Yeah. And it always reminds me, Pat, the Night Force Sneak Peek reminds me of that Toys R Us video. Is it like a training video or something that we were watching?
Yeah.
And
where is one found on the floor?
There's a loose Night Force Sneak Peek just on the floor. And were we talking about is that wasn't like his weapon was wrong or something? I can't remember what the conversation was, but yeah, it was really funny. That's great. Okay. So, I get it, type Viper Scout. I'm just talking about the redundancy term. I didn't like you using the word term redundant, but I get it. Lightfoot is effectively Tiger Force already, isn't he? Okay. I also then, we kind of go into this kind of realm, don't we, with Jinx, Dial Tone, Wreckage, Stalker, and Big Brawler, who obviously were also all done in the club versions as well. Jinx was also done separately in an FSS. But we even got that Recondo with the kind of different repaint as well, didn't we?
Yeah, it's kind of the Flint deco. Like, whenever they canceled, whenever they shifted Recondo to replace Wild Bill, they gave Recondo Wild Bill's deco, and then Recondo's original deco ended up on Flint.
Yeah.
As a single pack figure. So this is really the Flint deco on Recondo.
Yeah, and if you want to see it,
it's fine.
It's the original, like, there he is.
Yep, there he is.
On the tiger paw. I used to love looking at this leaflet for that image and just being like, oh, that figure exists somewhere and I'm never going to have it. And it made me sad. And I just assumed as a child that these figures you could get in the United States of America. That was my assumption. I just feel, oh, the US have got a different Recondo. That's cool. Oh, the US have got Torpedo. That's cool. Why didn't we get Torpedo? And it's like, no, McLeod, nobody did. Don't worry. But Wreckage is one that a lot of people have mentioned so far. Would you like to see that done with Firefly, or would you think wait for the Firefly classic version to get made, which is on the cards?
No, I would really love a Wreckage. And it's also interesting here that they've gone with the original deco for Sabretooth as well. Like, this doesn't really match. Because if you look at that one, see how tan the head is?
Yeah.
Maybe they've gone with a blend of the two. I can't really remember off the top of my head. I know that whenever they ended up doing Wreckage, I don't know which picture they were referencing. And at the time, online, the one that was a lot easier to find was black and white photo of the Toy Fair catalog that had Sabretooth in it.
Yeah,
who was the inspiration for Wreckage. Obviously, they probably didn't want to name him Sabretooth
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, so that's what it is, if anybody is unaware. But and he's actually holding the Recondo, like the club gave him the Recondo rifle, because I think in that original picture, some of the accessories were swapped around, and that's what he was carrying.
Yeah.
It's really interesting what the club did with this figure. And yeah, I would love to see them tackle this as a 6-inch figure. Maybe it would even be better again, like kind of almost referring back to what I was saying with Lifeline. If they did him as Tiger Force Wreckage first, then they could work all of the bugs out that they would have maybe with the figure. Like, if there's any sort of articulation or any sort of fit issue or anything with it that may not be exactly as fans want, you know, get a bunch of Wreckages out there in people's hands, have people criticize that, and then tweak it just a bit in order to release Firefly.
Sacrifice Wreckage for a perfect Firefly.
That's right, perfect Firefly. I think that's how people would want it. You wouldn't want to sacrifice Firefly for a perfect wreckage, I don't think.
Well, I do. No, I'm kidding. Okay. No, I see what you're saying there. And I would also suggest that if they did do wreckage, I would like a completely different head sculpt. Just to separate the two, obviously.
That seems appropriate in the 6-inch line, rather than just going with a straight repaint every single time. I agree.
Yeah. Give it a few little change-ups here and there. But yeah, really awesome. What we also got going on here...
Actually, you kind of bring me to another thing that I'll just throw in here. I've always wanted a non-Tiger Force version of Wreckage and Skystriker.
Yes.
I think that would be interesting to interpret what they would look like in the G.I. Joe team if they weren't on a Tiger Force mission.
When we were talking... this is related, it's not the same thing. We were talking a while back about if they did an opposite land Skystriker, but you know, like make it like the Cobra character. What would the Cobra equivalent be? Do you remember we had that conversation and you were like, it would be, I want to see them do like Wild Weasel, Wild Weasel head, but with a, and I can't
wasn't
remember.
Wasn't it when I was trying to make a pilot for the Python Patrol Conquest?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
It would be, I think I picked a Slipstream body.
That was it.
Was that right? No.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It has to be the opposite of what
the vehicle.
Yeah, it has to be the opposite of what Skystriker is.
Rattler with a Wild Weasel body. So it would be, for the Python Patrol character that I want to create, I would create a Slipstream body, but then use the head of, I don't know, you could almost throw any Cobra that would have been available as of the creation of the original Python Patrol. I don't even remember what I chose, to be honest.
It wasn't...
It probably would be a vehicle driver. Was it like...
Well, because it was Thunder's head, wasn't it, on Skystriker?
Yeah, it was Thunder's head on Skystriker, but so that really wouldn't fit on Slipstream.
So equivalent would be...
It would be a Cobra head.
Scrap Iron?
You need to have. No, Scrap Iron's not going to fit on the ball neck of a...
Oh, okay.
So it would need to be maybe like Sea Slug or something like that. I don't know, something.
We've had this conversation. I remember you saying it was the perfect match.
One. Yeah, I don't remember which one I picked.
But it was amazing. And yeah, like maybe Slipstream with Wild Weasel's head. Was that what you said?
No, because Wild Weasel's head also wouldn't fit.
Damn it. Anyway, it was, I kind of wish we'd remembered now because that was a really fun conversation. But yeah, like to do a pilot for the X-30, the Python Conquest would have been brilliant. Speaking of Python and Python Patrol, we also have, because that's the other thing, it's not just Tiger Force we're dealing with here. And usually we get three figures for a wave. It might be more, it might be less. But I imagine it would be what, but now it would be two Python Patrol, one Tiger Force. Is that the pattern we've come to again? I think it is, because we've had Outback and two Python Patrol. We've had Dusty and Recondo and one Python Patrol. And now we're back to one. If we're looking at patterns here, is what I would say.
Right. If we're looking at patterns, yeah.
So are we looking at one Tiger Force and two Python Patrol? And if that is the case, who's left? It's pretty slim pickings now, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? Who all do we have already?
So we've got the Python Viper. We've got the Python Trooper. And we've got the Python Officer. So we're left with Tele Viper, Crimson Guard, and Copperhead. We know Tele Viper and Copperhead are coming in the line. So it's pretty straightforward to assume that they're going to make their way into the Python Patrol lineup at some point. And the Crimson Guard already exists as a Crimson Guard. So, it's all three of them are possibilities, aren't they?
I think it'll be weird if all three don't happen, you know, like it's some point. So it's probably just a matter of picking which two would be the best two. And I'm going to pick, this is tough. Just look at the line and try to space them out is what I'm going to say. You know, try to put as much space between releases as possible, which probably means putting the Crimson Guard last, since we know we have two Crimson Guards coming. right?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. We have two Crimson Guards coming very soon. That is a very good point. If they were to do a Python Crimson Guard, do you think that would cause a bit of uproar in the fact that we've had three Crimson Guards in the space of a year?
No, I think people would be just fine with it, to be honest.
I personally would be totally fine with it. But I think that would be a topic of conversation for a lot of people, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that maybe Crimson Guard overlooked. Not really, because look at how many of the Viper that they released, how close together.
That's true, yeah.
And even the Cobra Troopers, whenever they were releasing those, it was Trooper, and then it wasn't too long before we got the Officer. But
Infantry as well.
Be upset at all. And Crimson Guard is definitely a popular troop builder.
I take it all back. I think Crimson Guard's probably on is probably the highest possibility of the three, because the Tele Viper, we know it's coming, but we only know by name. And I don't think they would do, because I don't think they would necessarily do a Python Patrol Trouble Bubble to start us off with.
That's true. And so you probably wouldn't want to have the option to get the cheaper Tele Viper on the peg without the thing right away.
So I think that might be they'd be doing the regular one, and then we'll see Televiper later. For Copperhead, we know he's coming, but again, I think my gut kind of I feel like my gut tells me that Copperhead is going to be the standard version first. And again, they might push the Python one a little bit. I don't know why. I just feel like the Python Crimson Guard is very likely to happen in a similar way that Dusty, when I was talking about the whole Dusty scenario, like the fact that he is kind of like so recent in the production thing, and it would be a case of just, right, we're switching the deco now. Same again, but different deco. And I think they could do that with the Python Crimson Guard, like, you know, one after the other. And I think that would be like a nice smooth release schedule then.
Yeah, and you know what? With Dusty, I think maybe you're right, because it probably makes more sense to space out the named characters than it does the troopers, because with troopers, it's just fine to for people who may be only buying one or a couple of them, to get two troopers around the same time, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
A lot of people are talking in the chat about a Python Patrol Crocmaster, Charles Kevin Porter.
It's true.
That would be sensational, and I would be here for it, especially with a red Fiona. How amazing.
I would like to rename the croc. If it was and somebody else,
Like Steve.
Right, exactly. Something else, so that if you were to buy both sets, then you could just have him have two crocs.
I can't think of any names. Why does that happen? Why does I'm looking at a list of names to the right-hand side of the screen, and I can't think of any names. We'll just have Philip the Crocodile. It's Philip and Fiona. There you go. And then Phil gets a shout out
for the day.
That's a shout out. He doesn't get another one after this. So that's one. I think they're more restricted with Python Patrol, but it does open up when you start incorporating the next generation, which I did again, no visual representation, I apologize, but Major Blood, Laser Viper, Heat Viper, Rock Viper, Croc Master, the Motor Viper, who else did we get in the modern era, Pat? Is that everyone?
Good question. Well, Lightning and Trigger.
Oh, Lightning and Trigger, yes. The Relum Pargo and
Gatillo.
Gatillo, that's it, yes. I'm also going now to Yojo subteams.
Yeah, there's control. The trooper. There's the two different televipers. They kind of established that there were two separate televipers in that club set. You know, by having two televipers there.
Officer. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
televiper officer. That's right. Yeah.
So yeah, and that is pretty much it though. When you're dealing with the Python Patrol. Did I say everyone? Lamprey is the one I always forget. And Saw Viper. Apologies. Lamprey and Saw Viper are also in that 2003 set.
I genuinely think it's not a bad idea, though, to kind of add specific pilots to some of those Python Patrol vehicles that came out. And with that in mind, I think that the one that I was making it, as I recall, I named him Night Raven, just also to play on.
Brilliant.
Yeah, the reuse brilliant. Of the vehicle name.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember that conversation vividly. I just can't remember what head you chose, which is driving me nuts. We could probably search in the chat. I wonder if I can do that. But yeah, I'll tell you on the next episode. But yes, it does, like the 2003 set does open the doors.
It does.
Character use. And I don't see that as a problem. You know, like in terms of the deco is different, obviously, and they're more uniform. But it's certainly, they've got things to kind of, to go into and to kind of utilize and choose. And I don't, you know, as long as they keep the crisscross pattern, you can probably get away with all sorts of different colors. Do you know what I mean? Like, as long as they keep that crisscross pattern, you could do a few characters from that 2003 set for it to make sense. I don't see that being an issue.
The 2003 set seemed to be more based on the deco that was on the vehicles
than on the figures.
100%. Which I thought was actually an interesting and probably a good way of going, just because I don't know. I don't really see using the vehicle deco on Tiger Force working.
Just having a big mouth painted on your face, that kind of thing, and two big eyes.
Yeah, but for Python Patrol, I think it really did work. But
okay, here's a question for you, and the last question we will finish with, and again, get your comments in as well, guys, for this question, Pat. What kind of characters that didn't make it into Python Patrol back in the day, or since? Would you think makes sense for Python Patrol to be included?
That's a really tough one. One of the things that's key about Python Patrol is that they included all of the fundamental Cobra Troopers. Like, yeah. If you're looking at the Cobra Troopers, it's like, well, Cobra Trooper and Cobra Officer or Viper, which one would you pick? And they just put all three of them in there.
Yeah.
And then also Televiper and Crimson Guard. So I guess if I was going to try to add something to Python Patrol, I probably would try my best to add something that feels like it was a shoe-in. And what other characters prior to this were of like a Viper or a Trooper that would make sense? I don't know.
I have one. Can I say mine?
Stinger Driver and Viper Glider pilot? I don't know. What's yours?
Actually, yeah, that would be kind of cool. Yeah, effectively just the troopers again, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
But I lots of people are kind of throwing stuff in the chat. I'll throw some up before I say mine. Baroness says Slave on that one. Who else have we got going on here? Ooh, Viper Scout says, back in the day, I painted an Alley Viper version 2 in the vehicle deco. That sounds really cool, Viper Scout. Yeah. I like the sound of that. And I didn't mean to sound really patronizing then. That actually does sound really cool, and I mean it. RKW says, Zartan. Could you see Zartan in Python Patrol, Pat?
I could. It's a little weird, like, that some of the named characters, some of the major Cobras, like the actual people in command, in the original Python Patrol, I always kind of just felt like Copperhead was in command of them, because
yeah, he felt like the head guy, didn't he? Yeah.
And then whenever they had the Toys R Us set and they added Major Blood, it's like, oh no, between Major Blood and Copperhead, Major Blood's the one in charge.
The hierarchy just changed big time. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, if you had a Baroness in there, I'm gonna have to go with the Baroness is now in charge.
Ryan's also said that he wanted Baroness and or Tomax and Zaymot. That's another good shout. Ryan also wants Baroness, amazing leader for Python Patrol. Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Ryan Costello. How you doing, buddy?
You could take all of these things, and it was almost a danger that was happening with Crimson stuff. You can take Crimson or Python or Tiger Force and apply it to any of the figures. You can do it to any of them. So which ones would be best is kind of the question.
Yeah. Firefly says RKW again. Python Patrol Scrap Iron says Ed. That's actually quite a good shout. Was there a Metalhead Python Patrol figure at some point?
I don't think so.
I think if it was, I believe it would have been a custom. I think there might have been like one of those kind of like convention custom things. Yeah. Ali Viper, highly articulates as Ali Viper in the red and gray Python Patrol deco. Yeah. Strato Viper, says Sith Viper. Python Patrol, Strato Viper.
And that's a Strato Viper could be the pilot then. You know, just do a Strato Viper for the pilot of the Conquest. That'd be fine.
Done. Check. Wasn't it a... they put a Viper, didn't they, in the Python Modern, or the 25th set? Like a Viper something, like an officer or something, I want to say.
Well, it was just the Viper, but they kind of cheaped out and didn't put some of the deco on it.
Yeah.
I don't think they gave him his stripes.
And it was Wild Bill, wasn't it, for the rat?
Yeah, without tiger stripes again.
Yeah. How dare they? Lots of cool comments coming in, guys. My one, actually, is... Sorry, I didn't get to everyone's. You just literally... It's great. Keep them coming. My one is actually... I think this one works really well. And I know it's kind of been done to a degree on the third party or bootleg scene, however you want to call it. But the Snow Serpent, I thought, would be a really cool character. Similar kind of eras with, you know, like a decent deco on him that matches in some way, shape, or form what these guys are wearing. And I think that would be really cool to incorporate. And like I said, I know that I think it was Black Major that did? I think Black Major did one.
I think so.
But I kind of like, I envisioned a slightly different deco and definitely have the cross-hatching on there. I think that has to happen.
Well, you know where that's good, in my mind anyway, is I think that the Python Patrol hit around the same time more as Slaughter's Marauders. And so a lot of times they were up against each other. But
yeah,
I've always viewed Python Patrol as being more the counterpart to Tiger Force.
Same.
And since you have Tiger Force Blizzard, then having a Python Patrol Snow Serpent makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. You're right. 100%. And it's a good way. That's actually a good way of working out what characters might be good for each line.
Yeah.
To come up with some counterparts kind of scenarios. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Tiger Force,
they could just film each other. Him and Televiper. I see you.
And Tiger Force Scoop would be easy. It would just be like throw a couple of stripes on him and he's done.
Also cheating again.
Absolute cheat. No, that's a really good point, actually. That's a good shout, Robert. Python eels. And I think that's when I say snow serpents, eels are also kind of in the same conversation anyway, aren't they? Because aren't eels the kind of base for most of the other troopers? It's like if you're a cobra, if you pass cobra eel training, then you can go to like, you know, snow serpents and this and that and the other. So, yeah, they kind of come hand in hand in a way, don't they?
A little bit. I kind of see there being Cobra Frogmen, but then the Cobra Eels are almost the equivalent of the Navy Seals.
Yeah.
I think that sound was kind of intentional.
The Navy Eels. Mark Bradley, good shout here. Python Patrol His Tank Driver in the future, ? Well, we've seen precedent of a Python Patrol Hiss on the artwork for the Duke and Ram box. So I'm just going to go out there and say that's a really solid possibility. It really is. And I honestly think we could be seeing a Python Hiss at some point in the future through Target.
Like
strip down the basics, throw in the Hiss Tank Python driver. And I think that's a great shout, Mark. And it's one that is a very strong possibility of happening. This is a good question, RKW. When is the HasLab tactician voting? Absolutely. That's a great question. It's almost like I was kind of hoping that would have dropped to the last couple of weeks. So they said shortly after the campaign ended.
They're giving us an unintentional peek into the production process right now, aren't they?
Yeah, big time. Big time. So I think it's got to be soon. We don't know. That's a question I might even pose to Hasbro themselves to see if they can actually state that, or if they can at least say it's coming soon. But what's the betting, because it's so close, that they kick it off at PulseCon? What's the bet?
Oh yeah, you know what, you're probably right. They probably want to have a big reminder, more than just sending an email that people may miss. So yeah, that's a good point.
That, or they'll do a Instagram live video or something before PulseCon, and they'll drop like a bit of news. They'll talk a little bit more. They'll drop a couple more names, and then they'll go into PulseCon, and then bring it up again or something. That's the. I mean, any of those could be a possibility, honestly. But I think soon. I really think soon. Jeremy says Night Viper as Python Patrol. Honestly, that would be freaking awesome. And again, like what when Pat mentioned that you could pretty much grab anyone, stick him in Python Deco, and you're laughing. Same with Tiger Force. And I think you're right on that one. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Jeremy, another good point. After September 15th and 30-day cancellation period ends then. That's a very good
point. That's a good thought. Yeah, make sure that the people who aren't actually getting one don't skew some numbers.
That's a really good point, Jeremy. You're a little genius. Thank you for that. So that makes a lot of sense across the board.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, cool. That brings us to a nice little kind of end point there. Anyway, yeah, Pat and I have discussed this to death because we're at an hour and 15 somehow. Pat, how does this happen? I say it every time.
How it happens is that if you really wanted to, like, I could talk G.I. Joe all day.
So true.
I do have to work and pay for G.I. Joes.
That's another good point. So I will take that on board and we will move on then, guys, to shout outs. And obviously before that, Pat has to struggle through me talking about Hoarder because he just want to get to shout outs and shout Phil out, basically. There you go.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
That is right. Get to hoarding, you ingrates. I'm just kidding. Right. We've had a few little questions come through, actually, on the back of what we were just been talking about. Grant Mounier, Ruby Tarn Prime, has said, "Hey guys, I want to ask you, since new decos for Python Patrol, such as with the bat, do you think it's possible they could, for Tiger Force, for example, a Tiger Force Snake Eyes?" That's another one that I want to say Black Major or Red Laser have done in the past. But could you see them throw in a Snake Eyes in there as Tiger Force, Pat? You know, for the obvious Hasbro kind of reasoning.
You know, the original purpose of what Tiger Force was doing was making available some characters that had not been available for quite some time.
Yeah.
But over time, you know, that now that you get refreshes of characters all the time, that isn't quite what it is anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe if you're going to have a bunch of Snake Eyes, because if they don't do a Tiger Force Snake Eyes, we're still going to get a Snake Eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in some ways, you know, if they want to, yeah, just why not put the two together and just go ahead and let people have their Tiger Force Snake Eyes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'll put Snake Eyes out there again for people that want him. I just wonder, would we then get a Tiger Force Timber?
That's what I was going to say. Just like decoed as like the vehicle deco would be incredible. And again, put the big mouth paint on and the big eye.
Or just exactly like a tiger. Just paint him to look exactly like a tiger.
Actually, that would be so much fun. I'm not even kidding. I would love that. Jeffrey Smith says, "Ha, Night Force Snake Eyes. Genius. You absolute genius." You'd have to maybe put a little bit of teal on his belt or something just to make it slightly different. Also, thank you, Grant, for your comment about, or your question about that. I think that was a valid one. Ryan has asked, Chris, are you talking to Emily and or Lenny anytime soon? Officially, probably not until after PulseCon, where we have that little kind of, what's the word? We'll probably have a G.I. Joe brand Q&A following PulseCon, and we'll probably also get the opportunity to speak to them one-on-one or one-on-two. So that will be following PulseCon. If you can hold on that long, guys, if you can wait, then we'll get another nice little conversation with them. Always, always awesome to chat with those guys as well. I love all the opportunities that we get to, you know, have that kind of direct contact with Hasbro. Okay, let's actually talk shout-outs, Pat, which is why we're here. Sorry. You can go first, pal. Who have you got? Surprise, surprise.
He already got a shout-out. He doesn't get another one.
Oh, here he okay.
Is. Hi, Philip. Go on.
Right. there's Phil holding his Tiger Force snake eyes.
We're kicking around something for articulated points already for this month. We weren't sure what we were going to do, but then I was cleaning off my shelves and changing things up behind me and thought, hey, what about this?
While inspiration.
So inspiration happened, and we're probably going to go with that.
Awesome.
Not the shelves. There was just some things that had jogged my memory.
Pat's like, we should talk about shelving units, MDF and other IKEA. Here we go. Let's talk about IKEA shelving units. Amazing.
This is IKEA. It is.
It's your bright IKEA. Cool. All right. No, that's all you get. I'm obviously big shout out to the fam, to the UK fam, to the US fam, to the fam in this household, to all of you guys. Love you very much. And also to Brian Sauer for the amazing, amazing, I forget the graphics. What's wrong with me today? For the amazing graphics that you see around us all the time, he does an amazing job, and we thank him very much. And obviously, related to Brian, we have some codename Iowa/assembly required updates, including Mark II Design working on a specific item. As you can see there, it looks very much like we could be seeing a classified scale, possibly Sunbow rifle-esque weapon, which is pretty cool. So that's something to look forward to. Again, that's just speculation. We don't know the ins and outs just yet. More updates to follow, but that looks very exciting. And shout out to Mark II Design as well. He does amazing work, by the way. Incredible work that everyone is kind of enjoying if they can get hold of some of the things that he does. And also, a guest of honor is going to be there. Who's that, Pat?
That is Ron Rudat.
That it certainly is. Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah, for sure. Assembly requires always a very, a very closer setting. It's a little bit easier to get to talk to people, I think. There.
Yeah, definitely.
So it'll be
definitely nice
to have Ron Rudat there for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Ron. And also, like I said, Des Moines, Iowa, November 4th to the 5th and this year. And you can go on codenameiowa.com. You can check out all the links in the description to kind of go and get you. I know tickets are available now, and gear kits are available to kind of purchase, and other past items. So as we mentioned on last week's show, check all the links out downstairs. And you'll be able to find out. But anyway, big shout out to Ron Rudat, another person, absolute legend, involved in our childhoods, basically, and creating them. So thank you very much, Ron. Cannot wait to see you. On top of that, the Total Action Force Volume 2 book is complete. It is just awaiting Hasbro approval now. And I imagine a few passes to make sure that Paddy's words are right. Because obviously he's Irish, you know, he gets words wrong. He puts O's in front of everything. He's Irish. That's what he does. I'm just kidding. But awaiting Hasbro approval and a few more edits on that. But it's looking great, guys. I've had the privilege and the honor of writing the foreword. So you'd probably get to that bit and go, oh, what? And then you'll throw the book in the bin. So I can imagine they probably should have put that at the back. Should have been called The Backward, shouldn't it? And it should be at the back. But anyway, yeah, so I'm very, very honored and privileged to have written that. I hope you can have a nice laugh at my little stories before going into what is an absolutely beautiful book with some gorgeous photography. Honestly, the photography is next level, thanks to Brian. And they've just done an amazing job on this. It's beautiful. You can actually pre-order on totaltoybooks.com as well. So if you missed out on the Kickstarter, you can actually pre-order one right this second, link in the description. So big shout out to Paddy and Brian. Also to Skeletron, who revealed some amazing images of their Marauder Wolf Trooper, the 4-inch Wolf Trooper, which just looks stunning, doesn't it?
It does. This does look nice.
It's nice to know
that I have one.
In it?
Pretty much.
Rocking the Skeletron team.
I don't have one now, but you know, I have one coming.
It's coming. It's coming. And yeah, very excited for that one in hand. And that's just, it's just one of many figures of different scales that you can look forward to if you back this amazing Kickstarter. And also they dropped these, which I know Pat's very excited about, the O-ring, or the retro version, I should say, of the Wolf Trooper. Excited for this one, Pat?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm really excited to see some of this new O-ring stuff in hand.
Are you, is this going to work in your G.I. Joe lore? Are you going to be having these in like your Star Brigade kind of battles and stuff? Or are you, how does it work in your head canon?
In my head canon, I don't really have much.
You have a head canon.
Well,
you have a head canon.
I do have to make sense out of everything. No, for me, I really like the thought that maybe there, even if the Red Shadows became Cobra, there has to be some kind of reconciliation of that, because for me, my Cobra never was the Red Shadows at the beginning.
Yeah.
So there has to have been some moment where maybe they secretly blended in with Cobra, but yet some of them now are coming back out and revealing that they've been Red Shadows all along. So here you have this.
Cool.
And I haven't given it a ton of thought.
I really doubt that. I bet thought has been given.
Thought has been given, sure. But I really like preserving just the Red Shadows as much as I can as they were prior to the Cobra thing.
Yeah.
And then trying to take them maybe a step further is where this falls in. Absolutely. As far as toys go.
I've got to say, like, I'm very excited to start getting this stuff coming through. It's still a little ways off of fully aware of that, but very, very excited to see all these updates and the fact that the 4-inch Marauder figure just looks so good as well. Just there you go. I can't wait to see that in 6-inch. I can't wait to see the Gary figure. I can't wait to see the Marco Burns head sculpt. Yeah. I can't do all of these different things. I'm just really excited for. And obviously the Robo Skull itself, which is just ridiculous. So yeah, very, very excited about that. Anyway, I think that is it for this week's episode. We've somehow managed an hour and a half. I cannot believe that's happened. Apologies as well to everybody for talking so long about this stuff. I'm just kidding. Hope you've enjoyed it, guys. Thank you so much for all the amazing comments and all of the support from all of our listeners, viewers, patrons, all of you guys. It's been great. Highly Articulated said, Pat, well, I don't really have a headcanon. Goes on for 20 minutes explaining. Highly Articulated. We're right on that one.
That's accurate.
I don't have a headcanon. 3 hours later, in that SpongeBob SquarePants font. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure. And Mom's also dropped in with a couple of hearts at the end there. Hi, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
Hello. Mother.
Love to Dad and everyone else in the fam as well. Love you guys. Speak soon, actually, obviously. We've come to the end, Pat. Thank you so much for joining, buddy. Thanks for jumping on and doing this, as always.
Yep. Thanks again, as always.
That's kind of our new sign-off, isn't it? It's like we just mirror each other's words.
As always.
We need to get that on the T-shirt. Okay, guys, thanks again. We will be back, obviously, with more, hopefully more content in the week. If there is no news, Pat and I will think of something for next week. Don't worry. We always have that on the back burner just in case it's a light week. And we'll start talking for 3 hours still anyway. Anyway, it's been a pleasure.
About my headcanon, and I'll go on for half an hour and a half.
Pat's got more headcanon than Battlecore Mace.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you like that? That is a deep, that's like a G.I. Joe fandom dad joke I just did there. Anyway, right, it's been a pleasure, guys. We will see you on the next one. And that's it for us. Mm-hmm. After three, you know what to do. One, two, and three.
Full force.
See you later.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.